Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Luke says, after this, this is at the beginning of the 10th chapter, after this, Jesus appoints 70 to go out ahead of him. Now, the after this event is when last week Jesus told the people who wanted to follow him that the Son of Man has no place to rest his head, and that anybody who wants to follow him needs to put that mission ahead of everything, including familial obligations and relationships that we need to wait for. So after this, then, Jesus sends out the 70. It's kind of like a cruel joke. Like, here are all the bad things that could happen to you, and now I want you to go. Right? Okay. And so they go. But they don't get sent out alone. They get sent out two by two. They get sent out in partners. We are not called to do this work by ourselves. We are not called to be in this life by ourselves. We are made to be in community and in relationship with one another, because those relationships then can glorify God, whether it's a married relationship or a good friendship, because the world can see how we support one another. We need that network as we do this work. Every once in a while, I will see footage of like a marathon, which is the only way I'm going to experience a marathon, honestly. We see footage of a marathon where in the last mile or two, somebody is really, really struggling. They can't figure out how to keep going. And somebody will come alongside of them, help them up if needed, and they will run that last bit of the race, because that person knows that they can't do it on their own. And so the one with more energy, more stamina, more determination comes alongside of someone who doesn't have those things. They say, come on, we've got this. We're going to cross this finish line together, no matter what it takes. That, I think, is a perfect metaphor for our life as Christians. This is hard work, isn't it? You know, Paul tells us in the first reading, don't grow weary of doing good. How many of you have ever grown weary of doing good? How many of you ever felt like, I'm doing good, but it's like putting... Why are you laughing at me, Gail? Even pastors get tired of being good all the time. Other pastors, I should say, not me. Don't grow weary of doing good. Sometimes our doing good and doing the work of Jesus feels like we're just trying to empty an ocean with a teaspoon, right? It's hard. It's lonely. We keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and the world, it seems, keeps getting better or worse. Go ahead. Is the world getting better or worse? It certainly feels like it's getting worse, doesn't it? It certainly does. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know. What I do know is that the very first family had a brother killing a brother, that there have always been wars and famine and heartbreak and disease and things that make us feel like we have no power. But that is not true. Not at all. Jesus defeated death. Jesus defeated everything that could hurt us spiritually, keep us out of heaven. There is no way that God will not let us into heaven, no matter what. And there's a freedom in that. There's a freedom in that, because we don't have to get our mission completely perfect. There are going to be days when we come home like the disciples, or like the 70, like, everything turned out fantastic. Yes. Those are my favorite kind of days. And there are going to be days when we get home and we feel like all the good stuff that we tried to do got erased. There's another car bombing in Afghanistan today. I think if I heard it correctly on NPR, like upwards of 100 people were killed. It feels really bad sometimes. And yet Jesus continues to send us out again and again and again in partners, not by ourselves. In CrossFit, there are a lot of exercises and movements that I don't particularly like. Like anything that makes me sweat? I'm kidding. But the one workout that will always send shudders down my spine and quite frankly make me not want to go is when the workout is displayed as a partner workout. I know, Dan, right? A partner workout. That is where you have this incredible number of things to do, like 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 burpees. In a team of two or three, you split them. You do it in kind of a rotation. I always hated that because, A, just like in my kid's sermon, I always felt like I was the one who was not going to be picked until the very last person, like the pity one, like, I guess we'll take Heather, which is what my brain was saying. But the coaches would put us into groups, and I always felt bad because I've always felt like I was the weakest link, which is not true, right? But I think most of us at some time in our lives feel that way. There are no weak links in the kingdom of God. Not one of you, as I look out at you, is a weakest link. We all have gifts that are different from one another. We have stamina that is different from one another. And that's okay, because we are not in this by ourselves. Friends, this week, I don't know where your feet are going to take you. I don't know what we're going to hear on the news or experience in our community. But know this, wherever you go, you bring the peace of Christ with you. You bring it to wherever you go, no matter who you encounter, and you are never, ever, ever in it all by yourself. Amen.